as we are to the final 16 of Class 3A baseball in Grinnell. It's a Little Hawkeye Conference rematch yet again in the postseason. The winner of tonight's game will head to the University of Iowa's home field in Iowa City for the Class 3A tournament starting Monday of next week. It's the Dutch of Pella and the Tigers of Grinnell. I'm Andrew Schneider alongside Ryan DeShottis. And a swing and a miss. First strikeout of the night for Knox to retire the side. So four batters come to the plate. Obviously, he's a strikeout pitcher and hard to bunt against often, too. The 1-1. Runner is off. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second, and he is out. Quinn Ramey will gun him down. And it's 1-2 on the count. Stewart misses on the high off-speed pitch. It was perfectly centered for Ramey. And caught stealing is Kaufman. And now Knox is one pitch away from getting out of this inning.
And it is.
And a cold strike three. Back-to-back K's looking to retire the side. From the windup, Knox a swing and a miss. Make it three strikeouts in a row for Jason Knox. And one down here in the third. The 3-2, a swing and a miss. Four strikeouts in a row for Jason Knox. And there are two down. Those little moments for the Pella baseball team last couple years. The 1-2 is a cold strike three. Lucky number seven on the night through four innings for Jason Knox and his second straight 1-2-3 inning. Even if he doesn't, this has been a very good at-bat for Howard. Another payoff,
yes.
And he'll line it into left field and win the battle. A base hit 11 pitches later.
That's just a great, great at-bat. Curveball, kept his bat through the strike zone for a long time, didn't try to kill it, and just poke it through that hole there, and we're dealing here. We'll see what Riverboat Jablonski here wants to do. We'll see if he can maybe get a little magic going.
The 3-2.
Go, go, go.
Bounces. Ball four. Howard will advance to third on the wild pitch.
Wow.
And now a fly ball could give Pella a precious first run of this game. Stewart has missed a ton low here, Ryan, in this inning as well. Everything's been in the dirt.
There it goes.
The punt is down the first base line.
He's
going to
get in.
And the run will score.
Attaboy.
And the Dutch take a 1-0 lead. Quinn Ramey with the sacrifice bunt and the RBI.
I thought there's that chance there. Let's get that roof going, yeah.
Insurance standing at second base.
Yes!
Jason Knox, and that's score for a hit.
It's going to be a play at the plate.
Kettler takes a turn
around
they
sent
third.
Him. Wow!
And the throw is the relay.
Safe!
Is not in time. An RBI single
dropped
for the
ball.
Dutch.
He dropped the ball.
Jason Knox gives Pella a 2-0 lead.
Coach Jablonski was sending him no matter what.
Will those two runs be enough to send Pella to Iowa City next Monday? The payoff pitch is a cold strike three on the fastball. 8 Ks for Jason Knox, and there's one away in the fifth. The 2-2 offering from the stretch. Ground ball caught by Knox.
There it is.
Second. And a double play. 1-6 DP, and the Dutch will leave him empty. The 0-1 is a ball poked out to right field. And caught.
Throw him.
Throw to first.
Got him.
It's close.
Got him. Yes!
First!
Yes!
A double play! Again!
Nice throw, Bethards!
Where was Cole Blackford going?
I have no idea. I think he just wants to make something happen so hard, but he wasn't stealing on there, so it's not like he was had to get back, but that's tough to
that's
do.
A brutal out for Grinnell. A swing and a miss. Wow. Grinnell is down to their final strike.
Swung at ball four. Really, really surprised he swung at that. There's not much to gain and a lot to lose right there, and here it is.
Payoff pitch coming.
Here we go, Jason.
Jason Knox. The 3-2.
Oh,
yes! Swing and a miss!
Woo!
The Dutch are headed to state!
Iowa City bound. Dogpile time. Best time.
Expect the unexpected in July. For the fourth time in school history, Pella is headed to the final eight of Class 3A. Your final score, Pella 2, Grinnell 0.